is risen from the dead, and he is Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Every knee on earth shall bow, every tongue, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Lord, He's Lord,
He's Lord.
He's the same yesterday and forever. Never changing, always there for you.
And he has risen, he's risen from the dead, and he is Lord.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Every knee on earth shall bow. Every tongue Christ is Lord.
Oh, this old world, this old world, this old world
can never, never
hold me any moment.
I'll be gone.
Show us the way.
Yes,
Father, how we need your power, Lord. We need your power in every situation of our lives. And upon this night we've come, Lord. Father, different needs, different questions, different desires. And Father, we need your power, Lord. Father, won't you just meet us and minister to us, Lord, even as you speak to us in the songs and you prepare our hearts, Lord, and help us to forget about ourselves and to rise up into heavenly places. And then as we come into the word, Father, how we so desire that, Lord, you would just quicken the word unto us, that, Father, you would lead us and guide us, Lord, upon this night into prayer, to pray according to your will. Father, we do not want to go from this place the same that we came in. Father, we want there to be a change. Father, we know there's power of transformation in your house. There's power of transformation in your word. There's power in prayer. And Father, we just pray that you'd help us this night to wield each of these weapons for your glory, we pray. Bless the song leader. Bless the minister. Bless them that are still on their way. Father, you know the requests that are before us. Prepare our hearts to come before thee and bring these things before thee, we pray. We pray for them that are at home. May you grant them a special quickening of grace at this time as well. And Father, as we'd come to the end, may we say it was good to be in your house. So bless all we ask for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Take me back, oh,
take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you.
Oh Lord,
take me back, Lord, take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed.
Right now, Lord, please take me back.
Won't you take me back?
Take me back, Lord.
Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you,
Lord.
Please take me back.
Take me back, Jesus.
Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed.
One more time, Lord, please take us back.
Take me back,
oh, yeah.
Won't you take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you,
Lord.
Won't you take me back?
Every day One more time, only believe. Saints, do you believe? It says, only believe, all things are possible. And I'm believing for that tonight, that it will be possible for the Lord to use me here, because it was quite the devil can fight. But I'm so thankful to be in church today. When the pastor called me and he said, Brother Will, are you okay for Friday night? I looked at my calendar, it was absolutely clear. I was like, praise God. Then one after the other, things started to add on to it. It was quite a thing to be here even tonight. So I'm really thankful to the Lord for that. Please pray for Sister Margot and her husband, Johnny, online. Let us remember them. Sister Marie Chicha has got a visitor, her niece, Anka, from Romania. You're welcome. Shalom, saints. Please pray for my good friend, sister. Her baby is in the hospital on oxygen and needs urgent deliverance. Thank you so much, Sister Sarah. And I think that sister, there's a sister who shared a prayer request on the group, I think. Sister Daniela, I think for her father, yes, who's not very well. So we will remember that also in prayer. Let us turn, before we come to prayer, to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. I better open my notes. From verse number 32. I don't know what's going on here. I think this thing is. There we go. Hebrews 11, 32. And what shall I say more? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets. For through faith, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions.
Amen.
And I think if we could also just read in the book of Psalm, chapter 71. Psalm 71 from verse number 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust.
Amen.
Let me never be put to confusion.
Please, Lord.
Deliver me in thy righteousness.
Amen.
And cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and
Amen.
Save me.
Amen.
Be thou my strong habitation.
Amen.
Whereunto I may continually resort.
Amen.
Oh, when I read that, I said, praise God.
Amen.
Continually resorting to my stronghold.
Amen.
My place of salvation, a strong Amen. Habitation. And the Lord is a strong place
Amen.
That we can continually resort to
Amen.
And hide there. So you see, when you neglect prayer, you are really putting yourself out there as a sheep.
Amen.
Because the way to get into that place, that strong place, is by prayer. So that's really a wonderful verse to read. We would like to look at a small topic tonight. I don't know. I don't have any slides because my laptop died. So I was trying to write a quote here with my hands, you know, and that I wanted to share. But let us perhaps commit these prayer requests into the hands of the Lord tonight. In your own way, you pray. And take any one of these requests and pray for these people. Our sister's father in hospital and the sister Sarah's friend whose daughter is also in hospital. And the saints that have joined us online, Sister Margot and her husband Johnny. What was that?
She has cancer.
She has cancer. This sister. All right. So let us remember her, for nothing is impossible.
Amen.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father. may be seated, saints. So we were just reading there in the Hall of Fame of Faith. That's how I love to call Hebrews chapter 11. And it speaks of a lot of people there that have been put in there because of the things that happened in their life, which displayed how much faith they had in the Lord. And it speaks about a lot of people, even from Abraham, from Abel, a lot of these. And it comes to the place where it says, and what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak. He's mentioning here that if I was to write all these people down, it's going to take me a long time to write them. Because there's been so many people over the years and in the ages that have gone by that have taken God at his word by faith. And it says they have subdued kingdoms just by faith. People that were just ordinary people like you and me, but there was something about them that when they took God's word, they wrote righteousness, the Bible said. They obtained promises. They even stopped the mouths of lions. Wow, that's quite a thing to think that the mouth of a lion could be stopped by faith. We've seen it even in our day. So if this book was to be continued to be written, my, it would still be getting written today because there are so many people that are doing great exploits, taking God at his word and subduing kingdoms and doing things that when we mention them, some people would think these people have got a lot of fantastic stories. But I believe that there's something that we can learn even by looking back at some of these people and see how they did this. I love where it mentions there that some of these people, they stopped the mouths of lions. I mean, when we read the story of Daniel in the book of Daniel, it says God sent an angel, and that angel stopped the mouth of lions. But when we come here to the book of Hebrews chapter 11, it says Daniel stopped the mouth of lions, you know. And you might have your lion today. If you are walking like Daniel walked, you too can stop the mouth of a lion this night tonight because these things are not far from us. So if we were to just look back a little bit in the book of Daniel chapter 6 and see what happened in this book of Daniel chapter 6, because it was quite a time in the kingdom at that time when Darius was king, and Daniel had been set to a very, very high position in the kingdom. He was an immigrant, perhaps like you today. Well, he didn't come by choice, but you came by choice, some of us. But he had come to a place, the prophet calls him, he was a smart prophet, you know. He was a prophet, but he was smart too. And they put him in a place until some of the people around him were very, very jealous of Daniel. And they plotted a plot against this man of God to try and to destroy him. And the only way they could get Daniel was something concerning his faith. It was something because they knew that there is one place in the life of Daniel where he doesn't bend at all, and that was concerning faith. So they plotted a plot and made this plot and brought it before the king that if any person prays and so forth, they were to be thrown into the lion's den. Amen. Now that was no small thing. Because a lion's den, these lions are hungry at all times. And when you get in there, it's a very sure death sentence. So they plotted that, knowing that this is going to break Daniel. We are going to destroy this man. So it was put before the king. He signed the decree, and the time came. But it says in the Bible, Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed. Amen. He went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, amen, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. This is exactly what these people had targeted, that if Daniel goes to pray like he always does, the decree of the king would demand that he be put into the lion's den and be eaten there by the lions. But Daniel did not consider any of those things. He looked at the decree. He knew that it has been signed, but that did not dictate what Daniel was going to do. So it may be a case that the doctor has written his prognosis here and say, you have cancer tonight, or you have this, or you are being evicted from your house, or any of those things, and you look at it. But Daniel did not look and consider what was written. But instead, Daniel looked at his God. He looked at his faith in God, and that is the only way that he was going to let anything dictate to what he would do. So it says he just went into his house, and exactly like he did before, even though the penalty of doing that was death by mauling of the lions. So he went and he did as he did before time, and Daniel prayed to his God. And these people saw it. Probably they were looking. And they saw it, if it was in our day, videos, social media. We found him praying. You know, a lot of us are afraid, you know, to put things on YouTube, you know, because my boss might see at work, you know. Things like that. But Daniel was not like that. He prayed, he knew it, he could have just closed his window. I mean, it doesn't say in the Bible, when you pray, open your window. But he just opened his window like he did before. And he just went and he prayed. So they seen this, and the issue was brought before the king. And the king looked at this issue, and it was quite a thing to him because he loved Daniel. Amen. He had respect for this man of God. Amen. But anyhow, because the law of the Medes and the Persians cannot be changed, Daniel had to be thrown into the lion's den. Amen. And they took Daniel. Then the king commanded, verse 16, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver you. Even the king himself was testifying to Daniel that the God that you serve continually. And many of us are afraid to do something like this, to stand for what we believe in the places where we go to. We don't know how what we do speaks to people. People, it says that you are written epistles read of all men. There are many people that may never have the chance to read this Bible. But they are reading a living Bible. And that is you. You are exactly the word of God made flesh today. And people are looking at you. So every time that you compromise and bend, you are testifying against what you believe. People actually wonder to say, but I thought they were Christians. How could they do something like that? But not Daniel. Even the very king himself said, the God that you continually serve, he will deliver you. What a testimony. Just before you go into the lion's den. I mean, that was very challenging for Daniel to think, even the king believes like this. What if I don't come out? You know? And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet. And we know what happened there. Verse 21, sorry, verse number 20. Oh, sorry, 19. Then the king arose early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said, Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver you from the lions? This was in the morning. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. What a testimony. I mean, we could take this and go to the book where we read in the book of Psalm chapter 71. I would have prayed like this too. I mean, this is not Daniel's prayer, but it's a wonderful prayer. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Amen. Let me never be brought to confusion. Amen.
Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. So even though Daniel was put into the lion's den, and the lions were right around him, but he was in a different place, in another realm. A realm where these lions could not even begin to open their mouths, because he had moved from this lion's den into this strong habitation of the Lord, where God was protecting him. But what I love about this place, where Daniel continues to speak to the king, and he says, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. So when we go to Hebrews 11, it says some of them shut the mouths of lions. And that's very interesting, because when we look now where we have just read in the book of Daniel chapter 6, Daniel speaks about something there that I thought maybe would be of help for us to look at tonight. He says that for as much as before him innocency was found in my heart. There was something about Daniel that when God looked at Daniel, he looked at him and he saw an innocent fella. I wonder tonight, if God was to look to you in your situation and you are in a lion's den, would he also find innocency in your heart? And you may ask me, what is innocency? And this is a word that we normally don't think too much about, you know. Or I am innocent, you know. He is innocent or something like that. But definitely it was something that was important here, because God looked and he found innocency in Daniel. In the message, Remembering the Lord, the prophet captures this also, and he says, oh, how Daniel, purposing that in his heart, he's referring to Daniel chapter 1, where Daniel had purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's meats. He can well remember the payoff. And someday we will remember the payoff too. So when he came to remember that in the hour of distress, God sent an angel in the lion's den and closed the mouths of lions that they could not bother him. What a memory to think about. He thrown into a lion's den because he had purposed in his heart to save God, and he could remember that. How did it go? So the prophet begins to dramatize this part a little bit. How did it go? And he says something like this. God has sent his angel. He's seen the innocency of my heart. Oh, there you are, the prophet says. The innocency of your heart. Amen. God could see that in Daniel. And his purpose to do what was right. And he sent his angel and it kept the lions from bothering him at all. What a memory. So God could see the innocence in Daniel's heart and his purpose to serve the Lord. And so this guy is innocent. For the purpose to serve the Lord, they put him in there. Let me send my angel. And that could be a situation in your life and my life many, many a time. But what lacks many a time in our lives is that the innocency part is not there. We have faith in God. We believe in the Lord. And we get into a situation. We call upon the Lord and the heavens are brass. There is nothing. But God is looking at you and say, yeah, you are in a situation. You are calling upon my name. But you are not innocent in this issue here. Amen. And that's a thing that hinders us from receiving the promises. Because all these people that we read in the book of Hebrews, that could have been spoken about, a lot of them, they were innocent in their heart when situations arose. I could think of Hezekiah the king tonight, when he got sick and the prophet came with, "Thus saith the Lord, you will die, set your house in order." The Bible says he turned his head to the wall and he cried and he wept. And he said, "Lord, remember now how I have walked before you with a perfect heart." There was something in his heart. He was zealous for the word of God. Now, being innocent doesn't mean that you do not have any mistakes in your life. There are many, many definitions that we can look of the word innocent, but perhaps the best way that we can look at the word innocent to find out what it is to look in the scripture. Because in the scripture, we find a story of the first man that ever lived on earth, and his name was Adam. And his bride Eve, they were innocent. You could consider them that these were innocent. They used to walk in the garden, and God would come and speak to them. They didn't even realize that they were naked. It's like a little baby. I mean, my son is 3 years old, and he says it's hot, and he takes off his clothes and running up and down the house. You know, because the little guy is innocent, you know, and he's got a funny, funny thing. There's one sister he really likes in this church, you know. And he says, "Daddy, I want to go to church to see her," you know. If he was 12, 13 years old, I would be like, "Hey." But because he's an innocent little guy, he just has an affinity for this young sister, and they get along very, very well, even though she's maybe 14 years older than him, you know. But he is innocent, and that was Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. They were innocent, but something happened that took away that innocence away from them. Because they sinned, and the next thing, they looked and they seen, "Ooh, we are naked." And they went to hide, you know. And they begin to make all this religion to cover themselves and hide from God. And Adam, where are you? Where God used to come. And God never had to look for Adam. But the moment he came and he could see Adam is hiding, "Adam, where are you? Where are you? Have you eaten of the tree which I forbid you?" Because something has happened. He was hiding from God. Innocency had been taken away from him. What happened in the Garden of Eden? What happened was that God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and he veiled them with the word of God. Everything they looked at through the word of God. They never used their own mind. They were not carnal like we are. They looked at everything through the word of God. But when they went away from the word of God and looked at it, at the proposition of the serpent, they were no longer innocent. What happened? They went away from the veil of God's word. So there is your innocence. When you look at things and you live under the veil of God's word, you are innocent. Amen. But when you don't live from under the word of God, you are not innocent. Amen. And this man that we just read, Daniel, he was innocent. The Bible says, he said, "Innocency was found in me." Because Daniel, and you can see here, he purposed in his heart. He said, "I will not defile myself with the king's meat. It doesn't matter if it is the king's decree. I will not defile myself." In a sense, he was putting himself under the word of God, and he purposed in his heart that no matter what, even at the pain of death, I will never come away from under the word of God. I will look at things through the veil of God's word, and innocency was found in the man. That could be what is the matter with us sometimes, is that there are many, many areas in our lives, and they are all under the word of God. We look at it all through the word of God. But when it comes to that one small area, we are not innocent because we don't look at it through the word of God. We look at it through our own eyes and our own feelings, our own emotions, and say, "Because she said this to me." But if you look at it through the word of God, it says, "Love one another." Amen. That is the beginning and end of it. Love one another. It doesn't say love those that love you. Love one another. Pray for one another. Do kind things one to another. And that's looking at things through God's word. But when we can subset things and take some of those things from under the word of God, innocence is not found in us. So therefore, when you are put into the lion's den and you call upon the Lord, and innocence is not found in you, though you believe in the Lord. Why? Because you are not living rightly under the word of God. But the thing to do is to move back to under the word of God. And the way to that is through prayer. There's a man in the Bible. When Jesus came on the scene, and he was at his house, things were happening elsewhere, and some people seen, this must be the Messiah. Nathanael wasn't even there. But Philip, when he seen that, he says, no, I've got to go and tell him. And he went and he found him under the tree praying. He was in a certain place. This was his life. His life was lived under the veil of God's word. No wonder when he came before Jesus, he said, behold an Israelite in whom there is no guile. This person is an innocent sort of a guy. He doesn't have any other motive. He's not a chameleon who shows one color but is really something else. Amen. Behold an Israelite. Can that also be said of you tonight? That behold Greg in whom there is no guile. Behold Eli, in whom there is no guile. Amen. And if that cannot be said of you, if the continuation of the book of Hebrews could be written tonight, and then we've put a full stop before your name is mentioned, today is a day to change that. Amen. Today is because it doesn't mean you have not sinned. It doesn't mean you have not made any mistakes and you are perfect. To be innocent. To be innocent is to move from where you are and put yourself completely under the word of God. Amen. Then you can begin to subdue kingdoms. Then you can also shut the mouths of lions, of cancer, of anything like that. As I ask the musicians to come, is there such a heart today that desires to be that kind of a person? To say, I want it to be said of me that innocency was found in me. Amen. Everything I do in my life, I do to live according to the word of God. Amen. Such a possibility is there for you and for me. It's been opened for you and for me that we could be that kind of a person. And when we walk the way like Daniel walked, the way like Nathaniel walked, it can be written of you and me also that they subdued kingdoms. Amen. They did great exploits. Amen. Like we will do tonight as we come to a time of prayer. Let us sing one song.
Shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Yes, to wait. Teach me, Lord. Down on my knees, telling your own good time. You answer my plea. Teach me now to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer. Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
teach me, Lord, to wait, yes, to wait. Oh, teach me, Lord, to wait. While hearts are aflame, help me humble my pride and to call on your name. Keep my faith renewed and keep my eyes on thee. Help me be on this earth what you want me to be. Oh, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew,
shall renew their strength.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk,
they shall not
fail. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait.
In the book of Genesis chapter 20 is a story of Abraham and Abimelech. When Abimelech had taken Sarah, because Abraham had said, she's my sister. And he went to sleep that night. And in the dream, God came to him. And he said, and God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man. For the woman which you have taken, she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, Lord, will thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, she is my sister? And she even herself said, he is my husband. In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this. Amen. And the beautiful thing about this conversation is that God said unto him in a dream, yeah, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart. For I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Oh, so how much we forsake our own mercies. Amen. Because when we live under the innocency of God's word, he even keeps you from sinning against him. Amen. It's for your own good. Amen. That you stay under it. Because this man was innocent. And God said, I have kept you from sinning against me. I mean, what more should God do? Isn't God wonderful as we come to pray? Let us all pray in our own ways before we come to pray for the prayer requests.
Lord Savior. Father, this word given upon this night, we so treasure as our brother. Give him strength, Lord Savior. Give him grace, we pray. Given upon this time, Lord Savior. Bless him, Lord. Given in this operation, Lord, that will come up soon. We pray your grace, O God. Give him, Lord Savior, success. Given in that one, Lord Savior, that this, oh, Father, Lord, circumstance, you would sin no more, Lord, Savior God. We pray your mercy, Lord, tonight. We pray your grace, oh God. Father, looking unto thee, Lord, Savior. Lord, in the finishing, Lord, Savior. Even of the very things, Lord, that we search after, Lord, even upon this time. Father, we bless you, we praise you, Lord. We learn unto thee, Lord, even upon this time, Lord, Savior God. The Lord, Savior, Lord, it's not, Lord, Savior, our own. Lord, Savior, Father, strength of grace, oh God. For Lord, if we were, Lord, Savior, to come even upon our own, Lord Savior, we will not, Lord Savior, stand before thee, even upon this night, Lord Savior. But it's grace, Lord Savior, that does abound. Grace, Lord Savior, that does atone. Grace, Lord Savior, that leads us, guides us, Lord, even upon this time, and brings us, Lord Savior, to these wonderful places, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord Savior, to Lord, and see where we've come from throughout the week, Lord Savior. Lord, it's been, Lord Savior, our hearts, the Lord and apostles. Lord, it's been, Lord Savior, our ups and downs. But Lord Savior, oh, we are up, Lord Savior, to be here, given upon this night, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, putting upon your name, giving thee, Lord Savior, the praise, the glory, Lord, even in the honor. Father, for what thou hast done for us, Lord, given upon this night, Lord Savior God. Father, truly, Lord Savior, the mighty of us, Lord Savior. Father, as we come, Lord, we don't want to look at ourselves in any special way. But Lord Savior, Father, you said that man that is best, Lord, is just but only God's, Lord Savior God. But it's your grace that allows us, Lord Savior, Lord, to come, Lord, tonight, Lord Savior. Oh, let us be humble, Lord Savior. Father, even about, Lord Savior, these opportunities given unto us, Lord Savior. That always, Lord Savior, we, Lord Savior, let be careful, Lord Savior, to give thee the praise and the glory. Lord, and the honor, Lord Savior God. Oh, that you, Lord Savior, would fill us where, Father, we need grace, where we need strength, Lord Savior, where we need power and wisdom, Lord Savior. Father, Lord, in song, Lord Savior, to complete, Lord Savior, even that song, Lord Savior, that I am in prayer for, Lord Savior. Make a way, we pray, even upon this day. Father, Lord Savior, just grant us grace, Lord, grant us mercy, Lord Savior. Oh, for those words, Lord Savior, we need to thee, Lord. Even upon this time, Lord Savior, Father, you are loving, Lord, and faithful, Lord Savior. You are holy, Lord, and just, Lord Savior. You are, Lord Savior, Father, mindful of us, Lord. Father, to give unto us, Lord Savior, as we have need, Lord Savior God. Father, be glorified, Lord Savior, in these things that we do, Lord Savior. Even upon this night, Lord Savior. Father, hear us out, we pray. Even upon this time, Lord Savior. Father, raise us, we pray. Even upon this night, time, Lord Savior. That, Lord Savior, we will, Lord Savior, Father. Oh, be a people that, Lord Savior, don't just come mechanically, Lord Savior, but we come, Lord Savior, with a heart, Lord Savior, worship and praise. Father, Lord Savior, that, Lord, Father, from amidst us, but only pursue love, Lord Savior, Lord, and grace, Lord Savior, that we cast aside all other things, but just have that divine love, Lord Savior, that you desire us, Lord Savior God. Please, my Lord, and precious Savior, Lord, Father, we ask your grace, we ask your mercy, Lord, even upon this time, Lord Savior God, we ask you, Lord, Savior, grace, Lord, and power, even upon this time, Lord Savior God. Father, Lord Savior, may you bless, Lord Savior, Lord, thy brother, Lord, his family, Lord, bless every, Lord Savior, brother, Lord, that has come tonight, Lord Savior, bless. Oh, Father, Lord, Father, grace unto every family, them online, Lord Savior, bring them, Lord Savior, in person, Lord Savior, we pray, even upon, Lord Savior, the next service, Lord Savior. We, Lord Savior, think of, Lord, our sister, Lord Savior, Margo, Lord, her situation and her husband, Lord Savior, only you can change that situation, Lord, only you, Lord Savior, can change that circumstance, Lord Savior. Touch her, even upon this time, grant her, Lord Savior, the very grace, Lord, that she needs, Lord, even upon this time, and all the other needs, Lord, that will be there, Lord Savior, we lay them unto thee, even upon this time, Lord, I think of, Lord Savior, Father, oh, precious Savior, God, Lord, I pray your grace, oh God, looking forward, Lord Savior, Father, to fellowshipping with the Lord Savior, Father, to pointing the Lord Savior, even in the way of your word, for Lord Savior, Lord, Father, from whence I came, Lord Savior, long before, Father, Lord Savior, Lord, I had, Lord, what I have, Lord Savior, it was a battle, Lord Savior God, and I'm grateful, Lord Savior, for this one, Lord, that I've overcome, Lord Savior, Lord, and I'm grateful, Lord Savior, open, Lord, a womb, Lord Savior, make a way that she'd be able, Lord Savior, to conceive, Lord Savior, Father, for Ellen, Lord Savior, has found confidence, Lord, Father, even in me, Lord Savior, and has testified to her that, Lord Savior, I will, Lord Savior, pray, Lord, at which, of which I would do, Lord Savior,
make a way. I'm forgetting all your Lord Savior, make a way, we pray. Even upon this time, Lord Savior God. Father, we think of Lord Savior, Father. Oh, even upon this time, Lord Savior God. Oh, we bless you, we praise you, Lord. Father, we are grateful, Lord Savior, unto thee, Lord Savior, for Jesus. Oh, Father, holy, Lord Savior, congregations, Lord Savior, looking unto thee, Lord Savior. Oh, we bless you, Lord. What about our brother Tino, Lord Savior, Lord, his wife, undertake for thee, Lord. Grant him deliverance, Lord Savior. Brother Brian, Lord, his situation, grant him deliverance, Lord. Father, Lord Savior, they say, the way the Lord Savior will be found, even upon the new day. But Lord, I'm declaring, Lord Savior, Father, by your name, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, may we, Lord Savior, have permission, Lord Savior, Lord, to change his Lord. Father, to a bright day, Lord Savior. Lord, just give us that, Lord Savior. It would so please us, Lord. It would so, Lord Savior. Father, Lord Savior, please us, Lord. Father, to praise us, even in the presence of the S U and Lord Savior, God, we pray. Grant us mercy, Lord Savior, grant us grace. Grant us the very strength, Lord, and we need, Lord, even upon this time, Lord Savior, God. Lord, it's not Lord Savior, our own Lord Savior, intellect or power, but it's your grace, oh God. Lord, I think of Louis, Lord Savior, and his wife. Give a gentleness and bring a man safely. Lord, I pray for my brothers, Father. Lord Savior, watch over him, Lord Savior, God. Father, we are looking unto the Lord Savior. Thank you, Lord. Father, for these, Lord Savior, golden opportunities, Lord Savior, God. For Lord, Father, precious Savior, this particular day, Lord, let us pray, Lord Savior, this Lord Savior, Father, now, done and dusted, we see the way. Father, Lord Savior, Father, in the day, Lord Savior, when all these things are being called back, Lord Savior, God. Grant us your grace, grant us, Lord Jesus, thy precious, Lord, and loving mercy, Lord, even upon this time, Lord Savior, God. Oh, God, Lord Savior, truly, Lord Savior, you are mindful of us, Lord Savior, to bring us, Lord, Father, to these places, oh God. Father, direct us now, we pray, keep us, Lord. Lord Savior, that they would come again, Lord Savior, Father, to thine house, Lord Savior, God. This time, Lord, be careful, Lord, and wise. And how, Lord Savior, Father, deal with them, Lord Savior, with a desire to entertain them, Lord Savior, the next time. They will, Lord Savior, show themselves, oh God. Father, we live unto thee. I think of that young man, Benjamin, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, Lord Savior, just arrived from Kenya. Make a way, Lord Savior, that he may live, Lord Savior, to build us. That you are showing, Lord Savior, the house of God, that you live ever, Lord Savior, Father, to make this way, Father, Lord Savior, on his own, Father, though he be far, but the 39, Lord Savior, would still bring him, oh, Father, much closer, Lord Savior, God, we thank you for your love, we thank you, Lord Savior, for your grace, we thank you, oh, God, oh, that Lord Savior, ever shall turn unto us, Father, lead us now, guide us, my God, I pray, shepherd us, Lord Savior, bless every Lord Savior, Father, Lord, we pray, even upon this time, think of Lord Savior, our sister, Lord, we are Lord and Lord. Lord, Lord, I give you a praise for them, Lord. Let them be praised. Be Lord Savior, Lord, his wife, as they were traveling with their friends. We pray for some peace, Lord, yes, Lord, the situation undertaking this, even upon this time. Father, you keep us now.
Bless you, saints, as we invite our pastor to close for us.
Amen. Let's sing that song, A Pure Heart, and then we'll put these requests before the Lord. A pure heart. Do not long for a pure heart.
Amen.
A pure heart is a heart that doesn't have guile.
Amen.
It's a what you see is what you get.
Yes.
You don't say one thing, but you're thinking something else.
Amen.
You know, that's what a real pure heart is. That you wouldn't mind if the person you're speaking to could discern your heart because you've got a pure heart. May the Lord help us to have a pure heart.
A pure heart.
That's what I long. That's what I long for, Jesus.
It's a heart that follows out after thee,
a pure heart,
a pure heart.
That's what I long for.
It's a heart that follows out after thee. It is a heart that hides your word, so that sin will not come in. It's a heart that's undivided while you rule and reign. Oh, it is a heart that beats compassion, that pleases you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship that rises from your throne.
A pure heart,
a pure heart. That's what I long for. It's a heart that follows out after thee.
I want a pure heart.
What I long for. It's a heart that follows after thee. Oh, it is a heart that hides your word, so that sin will not come in. It's a heart that's undivided.
That pleases you, my Lord.
A sweet aroma of worship, and it rises from your throne.
Let's bow our heads again. So we want to pray for Sister Priya and Sister Aggie, for the Lord to be with them there in Malaysia, to bring them safely back. Let's pray for Brother Jose. He's had to travel to Congo for a funeral. Want to lift him up before the Lord. Let's pray also for Sharon and Esther, that they settle in well in the new environment across in England. We want to put that before the Lord. Brother Tommy is asking for prayer. He's got a very tough job at the moment. He gets up at 6. He gets picked up at 6 in the morning, comes back 6 at night. You know, he's a pastor. He preaches and all that, so he's looking for part-time work. So I said we'd put that one before the Lord of the Saints. Then obviously Sister Daniela's dad, for the Lord to touch him as the physicians do their best. Amen. But we really want to ask for the great physician. Hallelujah. And this one, Sister Margot and her husband, let's pray for them. And Sister Sarah's request of this baby with the oxygen.
Amen.
So let's pray about this. Father, we bring these things Hallelujah. Before thee upon this day.
Amen.
Because, Father Lord, we have just confidence, Lord,
Hallelujah.
That you have granted unto us access.
Amen.
And Father, we know that it's not in our own righteousness. But Father, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, you said, whatsoever you
Amen.
Ask in my name, it shall be given
Amen.
Unto you. And Father, your word says, if you ask anything according to your will, it shall be granted. Father, how difficult we'd find it to believe upon this night that it's your will for a baby to suffer,
Amen.
Lord, on oxygen upon this night, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, inside of our souls, we'd be persuaded to believe that, Father, you would look down upon this with compassion.
Amen.
If we can feel a compassion that we haven't even seen this baby,
Amen.
Lord, how much more, Father, are you moved inside of yourself? So we want to ask of you, Lord, to move in that situation even now. That, Father, whatever those monitors would say and whatever the expectation of the doctors would be, that, Father, this would be from that time, that this would be a turning point, that the next time they would check, Lord, there would be a difference, Lord. That, Father, they would see that something has taken place. Because Jesus, we know inside of our own lives, Lord, that we were one thing once, like the film says, and we're something different. And Jesus, it was you that made the difference.
Amen.
So we're asking of you to be the difference in this situation. Even our sister Margot, Lord, and her husband, Father, they've tuned in upon this night. Father, the greatest thing we would desire is that, Lord, they'd be tuned into you, that you would overshadow them, Lord, that you'd quicken their faith, that Jesus, you would speak to them. Father, Lord, that your glory would overshadow their souls and speak unto them, Lord, that, Father, like Daniel, they will not look at the circumstances, but, Father, that they'll look away to you upon this night, Lord. Father, Lord, you allow every circumstance for a purpose. And we want to just pray that you be glorified. May you touch your daughter in this situation. Father, may you move on her behalf. Lord, we pray the same. Father, Sister Daniela with her. Father, Lord, how we do want to pray for this, Lord, upon this night. Father, Lord, we think of the times when our earthly fathers were sick. And Father, how we long to go to the congregation of the saints to put a request so that others would be there to bear the burden together with us. And Father, Lord, our sister, she's got this burden for her dad. My. Because, Lord, the doctors, they're trying their best. But, Father, they need something beyond what they can do. Amen. And, Father, we're just asking of you that you would be the ingredient that is needed, that you would be the very solution to the problem, that you would move on behalf of our sister's dad. Father, you predestined him, Lord, to bring forth your daughter. So, Lord, you've granted this grace. Lord, you've granted this access because she's related to him. So we pray for him in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because, Lord, we know that your daughter, Lord, Father, desires to serve and to worship you. Amen. Father, we lift this to thee upon this night. Brother Tommy, Lord, you know how he's labored for years and years, Lord. And Father, in ministry, Lord, Father, you know the jobs that he's done and the things that, Lord, he's been through. And we want to come upon this night to ask of you now, Lord, that you'd look down into the circumstances of your servant, Lord. Surely, Lord, you provided a job. You provided a situation that is perfectly suited for his circumstances, Lord. Father, he just wants something part-time, that, Father, he may seek your face, that he may seek your kingdom, that he may minister to your people. And, Father, once again, we'd so much be persuaded that is your will. So, Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, amen, that, Father, you would anoint, that you would lead, that you would guide, that you would bless, that, Father, you would open that door in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, amen, that, Father, you would just bridge the gap, Lord, in all these circumstances to bring him to the place that he's supposed to be. And may that job be a true blessing unto him, Lord, amen, that he may provide for his family and that he may serve thee, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Amen. We pray for that situation, Lord. For Brother Jose and the funeral, Lord, you pray for him. May you be with him. May you minister comfort to the people that are mourning, Lord. And even our sisters that are across in England, we pray for them, Lord. Amen. Settling in, Lord, to these kind of circumstances, Lord, being in a strange land. But Father, what a blessing that it is that you said you'd be with us whithersoever you go. Father, we know that you are not, Father, Lord, your blessing and your presence is not limited by location and circumstance. But, Father, you said that you would be with us. Lord, we think even of Jonah in the belly of a great fish, and you were with him. And, Father, Daniel in the lion's den. Father, your presence was there, and your presence made all the difference, Lord. So may you be with these sisters, Lord, and just bless them, Lord, in all that they do and establish them in their goings, Lord, we pray. Father, Lord, for Sister Priya, Sister Aggie, you bless them there. Bless their business, Lord. Bless all it is that they're doing, Lord. You know, Sister Priya's burden for her mom and all the things that are taking place there, Lord. And Father, we just pray that you'd use them to minister a blessing to the people that are there. And as, Lord, they minister a blessing, may your blessing be upon them, Lord. And may you keep them and bring them back with a good report and a testimony, Lord, we pray. That, Father, we may rejoice together with them in thee. Father, that is our prayer. Father, you know the things that lay before us now, Lord. And, Father, this weekend and the services on Sunday. Father, we're thinking of Sunday school, Lord. May you bless the Sunday school teachers. Father, we're thinking of our young people, Lord, how we do desire that you'd continue to visit them, Lord. So even as the Sunday school teachers who dwell upon you, Lord, may you overshadow them, Lord. May you lead them and guide them. Father, in the simplicity of revelation, Father, unto that, Lord, that you would have to be said. We pray for the song leader. We pray for the musicians. We pray for the items coming up. We pray for the service on Sunday, Lord. You just have mercy upon us and continue to lead us and guide us. Father, we continue to look to thee, Lord, in an expectation. Father, that you'd open the door for us to leave this place, Lord. You know our anticipation to be in this new place. And Father, we're just looking unto you, Father, just to let everything line up, Lord, is our desire. And to bring us to that desired place, we pray. And Father, to bless that place even before we get there, Lord. And every other request that is before us, Lord, we think of your servants gathered around the country from the north, south, east, and west. We pray for each and every one of them, Lord, that, Father, your inspiration would be their portion, that your grace would be upon them. We think of them that are at home upon this night, Lord. We do ask of thee in a special way to meet them. Father, I do think of Brother Tino at this time with this, Father, Lord, situation that he's going through. Father, we're looking unto you. Father, Lord, how we love that, Lord, to call Jesus on the scene. Father, Lord, we can call other people, but Jesus, we just ask of you that you'd be real in his situation, Lord, that you'd minister grace to him, that, Lord, you would be the turning point again, that, Father, this would be from that time, that our brother would be together with us and would testify of your goodness in your house would be our desire. Father, bless your people, Brother Peter Golay there and the saints in Nepal and all the work that he's doing. We pray for them, Lord. And Father, all the other requests that come before us, Lord, we just lift them up into your hands, Lord. Father, bless each and every one. We pray every officer in your house. Pray for Brother Nat. Bring him back safely this week, Lord. We pray. Brother Tendai, just establish him and keep him and guide him and lead him in his purposes, Lord. And let all the doors open, Lord. We pray and let all things be done according to your will. And every other desire, Lord, you see the hidden desires in the hearts of your people. We pray for them where restoration is needed. May you restore. Father, where encouragement is needed, may you encourage. Father, Lord, where strength is needed, may you strengthen. Where, Father, healing is needed, Lord, won't you just touch our bodies, Lord, and restore us once again, Lord, we'd ask and we'd pray. And as we'd go from this place now, Lord, Father, we just ask that you'd go with your blessing. Father, you know the evil intent of the enemy, how much he would desire, Lord, after a time like this to disturb things. But Father, we just pray that your angels will go before us, Lord, that you'll clear the way, that you bring each and every one of us safely home, that Father, Lord, you may rest in thee upon this night and bring us back, Lord, to your presence on Sunday and be glorified in all things we ask. Blessed Brother Wilmore, thank you for his faithfulness this night, Lord. I do pray for him. I pray for his job. I pray, Lord, that you'd intervene on his behalf, that, Father, you would help him in all circumstances, we'd pray, Lord. Even this operation that he's up for, Lord, we ask and pray your richest blessing upon these things, Lord. Bless his family. Bless him in every circumstance, we pray. And may you go with us as we dismiss, Lord, because we want to dismiss in your name upon this night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's sing one more, saints, as we dismiss. Brother George, you have something for us? And God bless you richly. Next Friday is Brother Faithful taking the prayer meeting. So let's keep him in prayer as well. Because Satan likes to make it busy. We know what it's like. So let's pray ahead of time.
Take it now.
and renew a right spirit within.
He of good courage, God spoke unto Joshua.
When all the rivers God pointed the way, Jordan uncrossable,
they seem
impossible.
Who tears divided,
cast the match and obey. God, any rivers you think are uncrossable, God, any be the rock of my salvation.
Oh.